This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Abortion on Florida's November ballot.
Floridians will have the opportunity to reclaim their bodily autonomy.
Alternate Baltimore port channel opens.
The scale of this project, to be clear, it is enormous.
Last USS Arizona survivor has died.
The first bomb started, we knew what was going on immediately.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Florida Supreme Court has upheld the Republican-backed state ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy, paving the way for a six-week ban. But that state's top court has also cleared the way for voters to decide whether to amend the state's constitution to establish a right to abortion. More from CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Lauren Brenzel is with Floridians Protecting Freedom.
We are thrilled that Floridians will have the opportunity to reclaim their bodily autonomy.
Voters will get to weigh in on whether to amend the state constitution. OBGYN Cecilia Grande.
Across the political spectrum, Floridians believe that patients should be making the medical decisions that are best for them with their trusted physicians.
A decision that Florida voter Danielle Telefis calls
very personal one.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Some progress as cleanup moves along after last week's collapse of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
A temporary channel on the northeast side of the collapse opened earlier today. It will help us to get more vessels in the water around the site of the collapse.
Moore says another channel will open on the southeast side in the coming days. U.S. and Israeli officials have spent a couple of hours speaking about Gaza. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
We're told the U.S. officials in today's makeup virtual meeting laid out their ideas for an alternative to a major ground invasion of Rafah, an alternative that would enable Israel to go after Hamas while protecting the more than 1 million Palestinians who are living in that southern Gaza city right now. The conversation, we're told, was constructive, and the two sides agreed to speak soon.
Luke Hunter, the last living survivor of the USS Arizona battleship that exploded and sank during the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, has died. Hunter's daughter says he died today at age 102 at his home in Grass Valley, California. Hunter was standing on the Arizona's main deck as Japanese planes flew overhead.
We took that bomb down on the starboard side forward by number two turret, and it went through five decks into the lower handling room of the forward magazines, and it blew up the forward magazines. That's where you see the blast.
The Arizona lost over 1,100 sailors and Marines in the 1941 attack that launched the U.S. into World War II. North Korea fired what the Japanese government says could be a ballistic missile. South Korea's military says it went into eastern waters. Now this.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
A storm system that dropped heavy weekend rains on California, leading to the collapse of a giant section of Highway 1 in Big Sur, has been moving into the country's midsection. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
The area I'm most focused on is from Tulsa to Jefferson City, Missouri, and that's the area where there's the highest chance for not only tornadoes, but ones that could be strong, maybe even violent.
CBS's Jim Krasula reports on righting a medical wrong.
The U.S. transplant system has ordered hospitals to quit using a test that made black patients' kidneys appear healthier than they really were. Hospitals are now having to go through years-old records to determine which patients should have been put on the transplant list sooner and give them credit for lost time.
In South Carolina, Alec Murdoch, already serving a life sentence for killing his wife and son, now gets 40 years in federal prison for stealing from clients and his law firm. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Deaths on the road decreased last year, but are still above pre-pandemic levels. CBS's Matt Piper.
It's the second straight yearly decline in traffic deaths, says Sophie Schulman with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Our new projections for traffic fatalities in 2023 show an estimated 40,990 people died in traffic crashes last year, a decrease of about 3.6% from 2022.
The agency says fatal crashes involving drivers 65 or older have increased 10%. Of drivers do not wear seatbelts, and many officials say are on their phones while driving. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Lottery machines have been pumping out the tickets. Powerball jackpot is up for grabs tonight with an estimated jackpot at $1 billion. New Yorker Eric Gregory says he's taking a chance
on it. Up to $1 billion. So if I walk away with, let's say, $500 to $600 million, I think it's pretty worth it.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The countdown is on for next week's total solar eclipse. KCBS's Matt Bigler says there's a rush to get free eclipse glasses.
Warby Parker glasses stores are now giving away free eclipse viewing goggles.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Two per family, officially. Employee Trish Woodring says when looking directly at the sun, safety eclipses all other considerations.
This is just another way for us to kind of help everywhere we can to protect the eyes.
A partial solar eclipse will be visible here in California on April 8th, but some, like Teresa, are traveling out of state, chasing the path of totality.
I missed other eclipses, so this is going to be my first full eclipse, so I'm excited.
Eclipse glasses should be ISO certified. Matt Bigler for CBS News, Dublin, California.
A record crowd, more than 40,000 people, descended on the White House lawn for this year's Easter egg roll after a storm-delayed start. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, April 1st, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.